Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And boy, folks, I went out and searched the world, and a guy that's traveling the country right now, Don Rux with BASS. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Terry. I really appreciate it.
Well, Don, you know, I guess I've known you for a lot of years through the Citgo relationship, but, you know, it's kind of neat seeing you go over to Bass. You know, you're an angler that now is working for an angling organization.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've told everybody all along here, and it's really the truth. It's a dream job for me. I you can imagine being in the sport for close to 30 years. And then working on it from a business standpoint, and then getting across the desk and actually help manage it. It's quite an opportunity for me.
Well, a lot of great things going on there, I'm sure, and you guys have been diligently working throughout the fall to get ready for the tour season. You know, a couple things that come to mind, that if we could talk about them briefly. One is the anglers are working very, very hard and trying to get their boats back from a sponsorship standpoint. And I know BASS, you know, you guys have got to work with sponsored deals you already have in place. So where are we standing on that right now?
Well, I'm not gonna kid anybody. You know, we do have a lot of contracts in place, and that does make any situation like this more difficult. I would like to say that I certainly understand where the anglers are. I understand that desire, and certainly understand their thinking completely. When we look at this, is we're going to look at our entire business going forward, and I'll try not to make this too corporate sounding, but we are really have to look at it from all the phases involved. Anything we come together on is going to have to be good for the anglers, it's going to have to be good for our sponsors, and it's going to have to be good for Bass. That's something we want as bad as they do. We do have some situations that we are having to maneuver around, and so it's just not quite as simple as, you know, just make that decision. I can assure any anglers that are listening out there that we're looking at every part of our business that way, and including anglers fishing out of their boats. Whether we'll be able to get there 100% like everybody envisions it, I can't tell you that today. But I can promise you that we have an open mind and we're looking at it.
Well, you know, you most definitely have an open mind, because you wouldn't have an advisory group if you didn't. You know, I think that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of leagues may not have an advisory group, and, you know, a group of athletes that really are competing, and they get a chance to come in and tell you the good things and the bad things.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I would like also to clarify something else. I think there's been some conversation about maybe my unhappiness with the athlete group, and a possibility of disbanding it. That's really not the case. I'm not real happy with what I've seen in just my first few months here as to the results that we're getting collectively with Bass and the athletic group. I definitely think there's a need for it, and I definitely think we will always have it. But I can promise you that we may want to look at it from a strategic standpoint and make it better so that we all get better results. And once again, I don't have that answer today, but I just feel we can do a better job.
Well, you know, it's about the growth of the sport. You know, all of us that are involved in this on a daily basis, you know, we look at this thing and we keep talking about growing our sport, making it better, doing all those kind of things. But you got to do it with an open mind, no question about it. And I'm sure you guys have perspectives based on sponsorships and what you're trying to do from a business perspective there at Bass that play into this thing as well.
It does, but you know what? If I'm talking to sponsors, if I'm talking to, you know, the media, if I'm talking to anglers, they all say the same thing. We want to see the sport grow. We want bigger payouts. We want more attention. We want more, you know, more. We want our media value to grow on television. So everybody wants the same thing. It's just if we can come up with the right combinations to help everybody get there. I got news for you. It's like in any business, whether you look at NASCAR or any other sports model, you can't get there without the other one. And so, you know, everybody needs to come to that conclusion, and it's not who's got the biggest muscle, because that never works either. So my goal is to try to deliver, or really over-deliver, on value to all of our groups, whether that be sponsors, whether that be anglers, whether that be the media. We want to over-deliver on value. If I can be successful at that, we're going to grow the sport.
Well, you know, it's very simple. You know, you think about this thing, and is that there's no simple answer. You know, what happens is there's a complex, anything worth having, you have to work at a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, the discussions, even though maybe heated at times and some of those kind of things between both the anglers and BASS, you really have a common goal of trying to make this thing work for everybody.
That's exactly right. You know, and that's life. Things are going to get a little heated sometimes. People probably say some things they shouldn't. And those are excusable. But it's how the big picture works. And when I say I'm not real happy with the process right now and where it's going, is I just think that we are wasting a little bit too much time on the way things are being communicated versus being more strategic, more proactive, looking at it from a bigger standpoint than just these single issues.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you look at what you guys have had in the last year or so. You know, of course, we got the Bassmaster Classic. Everybody knows what that is. But the E50 Tour, now you've got the Weekend Series. You got all these different things you guys are trying to run up the board. And if you look at this thing, you know, you think, well, wait a minute. You know, we bring a lot to the table that we haven't had in years past. The money's getting better. And, you know, now you've got all these different things that kind of add into it. And it really probably makes the equation much more complicated.
Yeah, it really does. And, of course, we've added the whole new 52 weeks of Bass Saturdays. And we're really tickled about that. Launching in January 1st, of course, with Bass Center, and I won't get too big a commercial here, but we were just excited about that. And talk about driving awareness and helping to drive the visibility of individual anglers. I mean, it's really, really going to be a good thing.
Well, you know, you talk about the Weekend Series, and one thing that's come up, I know a lot of discussion out there currently on the co-angler combined weight with the pro. Tell me a little bit about why you went that direction.
Well, there's a couple of key reasons. On that level, we are trying to do two things. We are trying to take some pressure off of the boater who has the right to, you know, especially when you get into areas like sight fishing and those kind of things, you know, we don't want him to have to be too burdened with the person in the back of the boat. At the same time, we were trying to create a situation where we could introduce more people to the sport, and if we took a little pressure off the guy in the back of the boat as well by not feeling like he had to, you know, catch a big creel, not feeling like he had to, you know, struggle behind a good fisherman in front of him, that, you know, maybe the combination there made sense. We also thought about it, to be honest with you, from a conservation standpoint. We want to weigh less fish, we want to process less fish, and we think this is one of the ways to do that. We have had some concern, I think you're probably going to ask me the question, on the shared weight, and I think before we launch here in January, we are going to be doing maybe some minor tweaking. I have a meeting on Monday to discuss that, but overall, the shared weight, we're staying with it, we like it, we think it's got a good feel. We may adjust some of the rules a little bit.
Well, you know, it's funny because I know what we found out, I think, through this process and our feedback here at Bass Fan is we found out that the guys in the back of the boat are every bit as competitive maybe as the guys in the front of the boat.
They are, and that's some of the tweaking we've got to do here. You know, once again, I do not know where we're going to go, but the biggest conversation that I've heard, Terry, has been where we have it right now. Actually, a person in the back of the boat can catch zero fish and then still win or take a check based on the guy's weight in the front of the boat. And I think we have to examine that pretty hard. There may have to be a minimum or something put on the guy in the back of the boat.
Well, let me ask you the tough question, Don. Do you think we'll get to a day when we just have the pro fishing in the front of the boat and we really don't have co-anglers anymore?
You know, I don't see that for a while. I'm not as worried about it from honesty policy or anything like that. I think we still, you know, if you take a look at the E50s, we still need observers, we still need media, we still need those kind of things to help drive us to the sport. But if you're talking about competitively, you know, especially at the open level, the weekend level, no, I just don't see that. Not at least not too far down the road, I don't see it.
Well, I tell you what, with the federations and now the Weekend Series and all the stuff you're doing at the grassroots level, you know, you that's one of those things you're going to have to really look at closely, aren't you?
Yes, we sure are.
Well, you know, you look at Bass now, you've been there for a short period of time, but you've been involved with them for a long time. I mean, what are some of the things we can look forward to?
Well, I just, you know, I can't show my hand, but I can just tell you that we have a lot of exciting and new things coming down the road, and it's coming down the road pretty quick. I think we will be discussing some things that will help move this business into another level. We have to do that for the good of all of our constituencies.
Well,
my promise when I came in here is what I said to you earlier. I'm going to take each part of this business, and we're going to segment it, and we're going to figure out what the expectations are of each of those groups, and then we're going to try to over-deliver on value for those groups. That's really what I want to do. That'll include growing membership. That'll include providing, you know, different levels of membership, and it'll imply everything with sponsors, anglers, everything we touch, conservation, cause marketing. We're going to provide more value.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Busy, busy times at BASS. And Don, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, thank you very much, and just call me anytime. Be happy to talk to you.
Well, we're looking forward to the great things ahead. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.